Mental health is a very important aspect of living a productive and happy life. Unfortunately, the mental health of people of color has not always been a top priority within communities as well as in society. Mental illness amongst many people of color, especially in older generations, has been viewed as non-existent or looking for attention, when this of course is not the case. Thankfully, there are amazing influencers who have shed light on this dark situation by reinforming and educating communities. Dr. Joy Harden is an African-American clinical psychologist and the founder of Therapy for Black Girls, which is an online space dedicated to promoting the mental well-being of black females. Dr. Joy's work helps create a safe space for black women to access information on mental health that is specifically relevant to the experience of a black American woman. Elise Fox is another amazing influencer and founder of the Sad Girls Club, as well as the Sad Boy Organization. Fox has developed these organizations with the purpose of creating a community in mental health for Gen Z and millennial people of color. The community is there to help share experiences, information, and helpful resources for those struggling with their mental health. The main factor of the organizations is to create unity amongst new generations of people of color and to change the narrative and stigma attached to mental health in BIPOC communities. Dr. Rosales Meza is an energy worker, healer, and coach. She has a PhD in counseling psychology. Her work centers around helping Black Indigenous women of color deal with mental health issues, trauma, and reclaiming their power through webinars and social media, as well as one-on-one sessions. Decolonizing Therapy by Dr. Jennifer Mullen is a great page to follow for any BIPOC looking at learning more about decolonizing mental health, which essentially portrays how the trauma from past oppression plays a key role in the mental health of BIPOC communities. Dr. Mullen also offers support that they would need to heal from the part colonization has to play in their lives. More resources are still needed in creating safe spaces for BIPOC communities to deal with mental health issues and overcome the stigma that surrounds them. These influencers are taking a step in the right direction towards positive change for BIPOC and the healing from within that is necessary for progression within these communities. BIPOC should give these influencers and many others alike a chance to learn and understand further how to deal with their own mental health, because at the end of the day, it could end up saving a life.